the Drive Time Show on Toledo's Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right is 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers hit it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Then Gretzky in. 3-0. Gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time, as always, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Glad to have you on board. The July clearance sales events continue. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Coming to you tonight from Highland Meadows. Glad to have you on board. We're out here all week long. Extensive coverage throughout the week. Bob France in the afternoon extravaganza will be here on Thursday and Friday. Jim Cushlin will have live updates on the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Mick Gonzalez will be out here Sunday morning. And, of course, as always, Mike Jamison, he'll be out here on Saturday as well. So I can tell you the Pro-Am's taking place as we speak right now. And beautiful, beautiful afternoon here at Highland Meadows. We're inside the media area here in our broadcast location. Again, we will be here all week long. 5:15 tonight, Jim Heller will join us. He is the media chairman, fine play-by-play man in his own right, joins us at 5:15. Just curious how many media credentials were handed out, who's covering this thing, who's going to be here. He, along with a few other folks, Jim Decker, basically the guys in charge of that whole situation. 5:35 tonight, Greg Pattison, the ground superintendent, will join us as well. This guy's been around, he's got a lot of experience. The golf course is in tremendous, tremendous shape. Had a chance to get a golf cart today and take a little trip around, again, Highland Meadows. That will play to about 6,400 yards Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, golf all week long. Again, right here from Highland Meadows. My name is Mike Miller, and you look at the weekend. First things first, the Detroit Tigers are in Kansas City tonight. Kansas City's back at 45-45. The Detroit Tigers, six games out going into this one tonight. The trade deadline is July the 31st. Tigers won 2 out of 3. They need a lot more than that. They have scheduled to play 10 consecutive games against the Central Division. Starts again tonight in Kansas City against the Royals. A disappointment in Zimmerman. He'll be taking on Vargas tonight for Kansas City. As always, that Detroit Tiger update brought to you by Reed Funeral Home. U.S. Open Women's Golf. And let me just tell you this, and I don't take me out of contents here, but I guess for some reason, I don't know if it's the spelling. I'm not quite sure, but listen, Lydia Ko, of course, is the defending champion here. But the U.S. Women's Open, I am looking for the likes of Stacey Lewis. I am looking for the likes of Brooke Henderson. I'm looking for the likes, of course, of Lexi Thompson and folks that you want to listen. Undoubtedly, these are the popular players here in Toledo. And I know some of these ladies that I'm going to mention now have been successful in Toledo. We've had them on the air over the years as well. But I look at that leaderboard for the U.S. Women's Open. The winner, of course, was Sung Young Park, $900,000. Congratulations to her. High Jin Choi finished second. She was an amateur, by the way. Congratulations to her. Mi Jung He, So-Yo Ru, who played well here in Toledo in the past as well. Shen Shen Feng, also involved in the whole situation in the Women's U.S. Open. Miriam Lee, who's had a couple of good rounds here. Min Ji Lee as well. But the folks we were looking for, Brooke Henderson, the Canadian, she finished 13th. As I mentioned, Stacey Lewis, 27th. Lexi Thompson, 27th. I did not see an update, but I was watching the Women's U.S. Open, and I know that Michelle Wee left with a shoulder situation. I'm not sure if she's still in the field here this week in Toledo or not. I'm going to check on that a little bit later. But she walked off the course. I gave her credit. I watched a little bit of the first round on Thursday. She essentially played the last six holes with one arm and basically was an immense pain. She withdrew on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, did not finish. Not sure of her status here in Toledo. But I will tell you from an aesthetic standpoint, again, the Women's U.S. Open to me, I would have to look long and hard to know anything about the career of maybe nine of the top 10 players. So, again, the folks that usually have the biggest galleries out here, Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, Brooke Henderson, and, Christy Kerr, again, she finished 19th. They're all coming to Toledo starting on Thursday. In fact, there's a large contingent out here practicing today. Congratulations over the weekend to Roger Federer, 35 years of age. He wins his eighth Wimbledon. On the other side, or on the same side of the age ledger, Venus Williams, not able to get it done, but again, a pretty good show for her. How about Bryson DeChambeau, the John Deere? Of course, he was so emotional after his win, first PGA win, and of course, his story is this: all of his clubs are the same length as a 7-iron, and he's not trying to sell that style of play. As he said yesterday, then I saw the interview this morning, I get it done the way I have to get it done to execute shots. So there's a story there. In fact, Kyle Rowland, I think, did a story on him talking about that very subject. Other things, Scottish Open, Rafael Cabrera-Bello, he wins it. And, of course, the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale this week. So certainly a lot of golf on the agenda. We're coming to you from Highland Meadows, site of the Marathon Classic. Special coverage is, of course, brought to you by the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Great golf, delicious dining. It's about 15 minutes from here. Donald Ross Design, great prices, 18 holes with a cart, $39. And for seniors, by the way, $29. Great buffets on Sunday as well. Again, Lydia Ko, the defending champion here. I had her written down, too. Lydia Ko finished 33rd in the U.S. Women's Open. In fact, her last win right here last year at the Marathon Classic. My name's Mike Miller, Jim Heller right around the corner. This is Drive Time. All of our updates this week, by the way, in the leaderboard, brought to you by Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge. Glad to have you on board. We're at the Media Center from the Marathon Classic. Back after this.
PN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Marathon Classic. Glad to have you on board, coming to you from Highland Meadows. Play about 6,400 yards. The purse is $1.6 million. The winner, by the way, $240,000. It's Monday. The media room is very quiet. I'm sure activity will pick up as the week moves on. 5:35 tonight. Course is in great shape. Randy Roberts took me around because, by the way, I was telling everybody last week, I'm hobbling around, and I finally found out what's going on. So everybody that, you know, I know you all feel sorry for me. Torn meniscus. A week from Wednesday, I'm having surgery, so I'm not racing anybody until then. But I was out again with Randy, took a look at the golf course, especially number 9. They've changed that up. 5:35 tonight, Greg Pattison will join us, ground superintendent here at Highland Meadows. He used to be at another place that I played numerous times years ago, Indian Wood, which had a U.S. Men's Senior Open. Once a year we talk to this gentleman. He took care of us again today, as always. Joining us now is the media chairman, Jim Heller, again here from the Media Center, located between tees number 1 and 10 for the tournament. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Good to be with you, Mike. Thanks for the invite.
No, thank you, and thanks for everything today. Everything went smooth. Came in early, hooked up. Don't have the wind tunnel behind us like we had last year. Thank you very much for that. People last year thought I was working at the Weather Channel. They kept in hearing this humming. I told them tornado warnings. No, don't take that literally. But thank you very much. Looks great. Looks efficient. I guess first things first, you're in your second year here. Media credentials this year compared to the first and second you were involved, up or down?
From last year, down a little bit. From the first year, probably up maybe 25 or 30. But a lot of that has to do with the space. When I came on board, and Judge Silverman asked me to do this in 2015, we were up in a wing of the clubhouse, which I commonly referred to as the sardine can. We found out very quickly who didn't shower, and it was very tight quarters. Knowing that, Judd built a new media center for me last year. We tweaked a few things. We are constantly trying to perfect the recipe to give, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 credentialed media, both domestic and foreign, a whole lot of love while they're here.
Tell me a little bit about the foreign media coming in here. Listen, I'm sure a lot of those folks were already in the country because of the U.S. Women's Open. Tell me about that off the top of your head. And I've never been able to stump you in anything. A couple of countries that will be represented here in Toledo this week.
Absolutely. Korea, Taiwan, Japan. I had hoped that we would have a press contingency from Thailand. With the Jitan Ugarn sisters, but they are not playing in this tournament because of the proximity to the tournament stop in Scotland and subsequently the Women's British Open. So they passed. So that's kind of taken a little bit of the luster out of this because I think they're ranked number 3 and number 10 in the world right now in the globe standings. They're not here. So that's a little bit of a disappointment. And unfortunately, the Thai press contingency that follows them will not be here as a result.
How about Canadian coverage? I had Brooke Henderson, Jim Heller on this show last year. Anybody coming in from our friends up north?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do believe we have some writers from, ironically, from the Detroit area because of the proximity to Windsor. I don't know if I've credentialed any Canadian press per se from the CBC or any of the newspapers in places like Montreal or Edmonton or things like that, but there is certainly a lot of interest in her, and she will have a presser tomorrow right here.
What time's that again?
That will be at 4 o'clock, and I would invite all of my colleagues in the press out here to attend that, and a young lady born here in Toledo, now residing in Houston, Texas, in Stacy Lewis, who will address the press at 3 o'clock tomorrow right here.
No, good stuff. I'll see you tomorrow. Again, Jim Heller joins us, media chairman here on ESPN 106.5, the Ticket's Drive Time, of course, driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Jim joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. You know, I think it says a lot about this tournament that the week after the U.S. Open, which is a handful of stress, angst, tough golf courses that, you know what, most of these girls committed, most of these women committed to come here to Toledo. Traditionally, I know how it is with the men's and sometimes the women's side, after a big tournament, a major, people just kind of want to dial it down a couple of notches and take a couple of weeks off. Hats off to Judd and everybody involved. Still a strong field.
Oh, 144 strong. Absolutely. I'm certainly proud to march into battle on Thursday with this lineup. And you talked about a couple of the young ladies that are certainly going to make some noise. You mentioned Brooke. Certainly have to put her in there. Lexi Thompson I have to put in there as well. And until somebody dictates otherwise, no one has dominated this course in the last 3 years, the likes of Lydia Ko, really since the days of Sayre Park.
Yeah, she's won a two of the last 3 years. Of course, Chela Choi again in your first year in 2015. Beatrice Ricari in 2013. So Young Ru, 2012. And you mentioned Sayre Park. This road that I traveled so many times when I was a member out here at Highland Meadows, it seemed like it was Sayre Park for a long, long time, for a lot of years, and certainly a tremendous, tremendous run. Have you heard any comments? I know it's early, Jim, and I know it's Monday. It's been written about and talked about. We had Judd on last week. He touched on it. Of course, a new configuration here of number nine. Anybody else that have any comments, either favorable or the other way, on number nine?
I would say favorable. Now, as a person who does play golf out here, I've given number nine its own nickname with a green. I refer to it as the anthill. I'm waiting for the aardvark snout to pop out of the middle of the green and knock the ball down the hill. That is going to mess with some people this week. It is 485 yards. It is a legitimate par five. Is it a long par five? No. But once you make that dogleg left and have to go over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house just to get to the anthill, that is going to mess up some scorecards. And, of course, that is number nine here, number 18 for the tournament.
I like it, and I'm going to tell you why. And, again, as you mentioned, you're a member here, and I was out here, I think, 12, 13 years anyways. And the group I played with, I'll put it to you this way, a little bit older, mainly because I was doing this show and had to play early, a lot of retired guys. I actually thought this will be better for the members, too. It actually got to the point where a lot of guys I played with could not get over that cricket, too. And, you know, it'd take them three shots. And if they made a bogey, a six, on the when the hole was long and lengthy and almost back to the clubhouse, they felt like they walked off with a par, and there was a lot of sevens. Fortunately enough, I was still able, if I was hitting it straight, which was a few and far between, was able to get over into. So I like it because now even the guys that don't have a ton of length are going to be able to get over here in two and have a legitimate third shot, as you mentioned, to a small, the anthill, the green, and still have a chance to make a par. And 485 yards. The other thing I noticed today was the undulations in that green in number nine, which, you know what, you've taken away 40, 50 yards, but you know what? You, on the green, if you're not careful, you can lose that stroke.
Absolutely. You drive for show and you putt for dough. It's the old golf adage. I think that this is very much going to be a bookend tournament, and here's why I say this. You talked about number 18. The very first hole, I nicknamed Mount Vesuvius because it is a long climb uphill. Now, the creek isn't very intimidating on the first hole. Once you get over that creek and you've cleared that first hurdle, you are looking straight up, and that is a green where you want to be in front of the hole. Because if you are behind the hole and you overputt and you miss, you are going right back down into the valley.
Well, the other side of that is, too, though, but you can't get too tentative because if you hit it 10 yards short, chances are it's rolling all the way back down the hill anyways. Very tough hole. Has, over the years, played as the toughest hole here at Highland Meadows and for the members for a year as well. Toledo is a golf town.
It is.
Doing a little work here. And, you know, you look at some of the things that have gone through here. Jim Heller joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Four U.S. Opens, the last one in 1979, won by Hale Irwin. And, of course, Craig Stadler, with Judd Silverman as his caddy, by the way, wins a U.S. amateur at Inverness. Two PGA championships. Saw them both myself. Who can forget Azinger? And who will ever forget Bob Tway out of the bunker at 18? A U.S. Senior Open Championship, too, by the way. Litsky and Brown and the Solheim Cup coming up, by the way. And, of course, the history of this tournament. What is it about this town and golf?
What I think it is, it's there is a course for every level, for the beginner, for the novice, for the hacker like myself, and for the seasoned expert. There is something to fit your game in Toledo, Ohio. There is a rich tradition here, and it took me a long time to learn that. I grew up in a little town called Columbus that produced some fella named Nicholas who was pretty good, and you know, everyone down there wanted to say that Columbus, Ohio was the mecca of golf because it's Jack's Tournament, and it's Dublin, and it's Muirfield Village, and I get all of that. But since 1976, that's been the case. Columbus, Ohio may have a golf history. It does not have the rich tradition that we have right here in Toledo, Ohio. Cut it and ship it.
Well, I got to tell you, I spent time in Columbus, and you know,
let's do it this way.
It is both towns, but I think from a tradition and history, I mean, a lot of things have happened here, going back to, you know, original folks that were involved with the first Ryder Cup. I mean, Judd, the greatest historian of this thing is Judd Silverman.
Without question.
I mean, you get him talking about golf and history in this town, it's absolutely unbelievable. Hey, we mentioned this media center, Jim Heller, basically is very, very quiet. It's going to be rocking and rolling here throughout the week. Special challenges that you'll face as the media chairman this week?
Well, the marvels of modern technology, because even in just the 3 years I've been doing this, it has morphed. Everyone now is looking for good, solid working Wi-Fi. And if they can't have the good, solid working Wi-Fi, they're looking for a hardwired internet connection. 7, 8 years ago in our business, these things were unheard of. Everybody was plugged into a single POTS line, a single telephone line, or an ISDN line. Those things have gone by the wayside. They have become fossils, okay? They have become dinosaurs with the Edsel. So I'm always trying to stay on the cusp of that. That's a challenge. The fact that there is so much local coverage of this event, not only yourselves and your colleagues at 106.5, but the newspaper, the television stations. Nowadays, you have 10, 12 internet bloggers who want to come and get full credential. So the landscape is always changing, and I've tried very hard in 3 years on the job to stay in front of it for one very simple reason. It has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with working in the press tent. There are 23 local charities that are looking for big things out of this tournament, and every year the ante gets upped a little bit. We're going to go over $10 million this year. Who'd have thought that in 1984 when some guy named Judd opened up a tournament at Glengarry? And I think the purse was $125,000.
You know, you mentioned Judd. I had him laughing the other day. I said, you know, legends go by their first name. You go by Judd. You know, it was kind of like with Pele and Ronaldo and stuff like that. And as humble as Judd is, he kind of laughed. But he's done a wonderful job for those charities you just mentioned, no doubt about it. Jim Heller, thanks. You mentioned Hardwire Internet. I walked in here today early, always here in the first day. You know, you're a pro. I think I know a little bit about this. First day, you come early just to make sure things are right.
Absolutely.
Walked in, plugged in, got some help from Randy as well. We're up and running. Thanks for everything. Thanks for another great week of your hospitality here in the Media Center.
Great to have you, Mike. Thanks for all you do for this tournament.
Jim Heller, media chairman here at the Marathon Classic. My name is Mike Miller. Little TAS Electronics update with Cushland right around the corner. Back with the golf course superintendent, Greg Pattison, after this timeout.
On ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. ESPN 106.5 The Ticket's glad to have you on board. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Updates, TAS Electronics. We'll be out here all week. Jim Cushion will be out in the weekend giving you updates. Jameson on the weekend. Bob France will be here Thursday and Friday. And a lot of things planned, which should be a great week here at Highland Meadows. All of our guests, by the way, appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. We talked to Jim Heller, mainly because the media center's empty. A little chilly, by the way, as well. But that'll pick up this week. This place will be jam-packed. And a guy that'll be busy later in the week, so we thought we'd get him on here earlier in the week. He's golf course superintendent, the ground superintendent. Greg Pattison's his name, golf course superintendent association, Class A member. Looked at his resume, by the way, the Michigan State Spartan. Pretty impressive, Greg. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations. Golf course took a little ride today with Randy. Looks like it's in great shape. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, our staff has just been doing a great job this year. We a lot of high school kids that we have here working for us, but they've really stepped up, and our full-timers, year-round guys, have done a great job and just kind of knocking it out. So it's great.
You know, I was going to ask it because I was looking at your informational sheet there, and it said, and Highland Meadows and what you do, number of employees, 20. Is that accurate now?
We're up to about 24 or 25. We kind of have a nice internship program going with a lot of high school students in the horticultural programs around the area, Evergreen, Southview, Anthony Wayne, and just been great, and it's hard to turn down good employees, so we find a spot for them.
How'd you end up here? I told you a couple of times. I mentioned a hockey rink a couple of years back that probably was warmer than the venue we're in right now, to be honest with you. We talked a little hockey. We talked about Indian Wood to Highland Metals. Tell us how it happened.
I was at Indian Wood for about 2.5 years. I took over there right after the 2012 Senior Open, and this job opened up and saw it kind of posted on one of our websites and looked interesting and applied and got the job.
What's the difference? I mean, not so much from a membership or an ownership standpoint, but any difference in manicuring an Indian Wood for a U.S. Senior Open as opposed to Highland Meadows and a Marathon Classic?
Not really, to be honest with you. Everything's just really detail-oriented, and we just try to provide the best quality conditions that we can with the resources that we have.
You mentioned some of the kids and some of the programs they're in that want to get into this. You're a guy out of Flint. Used to spend a little time at the Buick Open myself. Saw some great golf there. Captain's Club as well. You're from Grand Blanc. How did you get interested in this and turn it into, I'm sure, a pretty good living?
I started caddying when I was 11 years old at Warwick Hills up in Grand Blanc. Was an Evan Scholar at Warwick. Went to the Michigan State on the Evans Scholarship, four-year scholarship, and I was working on the grounds department at Warwick at the time and realized I had a turf program. Said, you know what, this is a great summer job that I like to have, and maybe I can make a career out of it, and so far so good.
Congratulations. How do you like Toledo?
I love Toledo. Family loves Toledo. Mud Hens, Walleye, more restaurants than I've ever seen in my life, ice cream stands, car washes. It's a great town, great area.
No, it is. I had Dan Covens on the other night, and I'm not going to tell you how long I've known Danny, but he arrived on the scene with Channel 11 about the same time I was the director of public relations and the play-by-play broadcaster for the old hockey team, the Gold Diggers. But we got talking about Toledo. And if you're a sports fan, I mean, look at this event this week, but, the Browns and the Indians are what? 2 hours away. You get the Tigers, the Lions, the Red Wings, Pistons coming to downtown now, of course. Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State. Chicago's not that far. The University of Toledo sports as well. It is a good area not only for the things you mentioned, but if you're a sports fan, plus events like this, you can't beat it.
No, absolutely. It's just there's all kinds of things to do in Toledo, whether it's with family. I like dirt track racing and car racing, so you have Toledo Speedway, you have Oakshade, just everything you want to do is kind of pretty close here.
I got a brother-in-law that loves Oakshade. He says not only for the racing, but he said the best hot dogs, he said, in the Midwest. That's probably why I would go. Everybody always asks this question. Again, we're talking to Greg Pattison. He's the ground superintendent here at Highland Meadows. Greens are always great here. What are they going to run at this week? And explain the stimp meter to our listeners.
Stimp meter is basically a metal bar that keeps kind of a standard reading off of it. We roll 3 golf balls 2 different directions and take a reading. So it's just a way to standardize how far the golf ball rolls. And we'll stimp anywhere between 11 and 12 during the tournament, which is pretty standard for us, even for the membership during the season.
No, I loved it. I mean, I think anybody that ever played out here, the membership loved it when they were running and running true. Made bad putters good putters. Just get it going in the right direction. Hey, biggest challenge in your job, water, I know at one time was. I know they've installed their own pump house here.
Correct.
What's your challenges?
I really think our biggest challenge is weather. I mean, it really is. We have the 10-mile creek that runs through here, and we're kind of at its mercy, so to speak. So if we get a lot of rain and that floods, it just makes more work for us. If it stays dry, maybe just a couple thunderstorms roll through during the week, we can handle that. But that's kind of the unknown. So we can't prepare for it. And we kind of are nature by habit, I guess, habit by nature is to be prepared. And when we can't prepare for it, just throw something in the mix there.
We've had a little bit, I'm sure you've heard the stories here, like our 11, which is number 2 for the tournament. I mean, it basically looked like 17 at TPC. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was literally unbelievable. And had a lot of help from people in your profession and area pros. It really was unbelievable they got that tournament in. What time did you start today?
We were here 4:30, some at 4, some at 4:30 this morning.
What time are you going to get out of here tonight?
It'll be our late night of the week with the two shotguns today. It'll probably be 9:30, 10 o'clock before we get out of here.
Greg, speaking of the amateurs and the events they had today, the shotguns, I mean, as part of it, does it make you at all nervous if you had the amateurs out here and things are getting torn up or anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, I think everybody that's playing in this event is pretty dedicated to the game. They take care of our place. They take care of the place pretty well.
Greg, looks like you did a wonderful job. I took a tour today. It looks fantastic. Best of luck on the weather this weekend. Congratulations on the job. I'm not going to say go Spartans. I kind of root for a team south of here in Columbus, but I just find it's ironic. The first time we met was in a hockey rink, and it's warmer than what we're... Jim Heller's done a heck of a job. You know, I'm not going to complain, because we used to be in a tent that wasn't air-conditioned, and it'd get a little bit steamy. I'd rather freeze than sweat, but I'll run into you a couple more times this week. Again, congratulations on the job you not only did this week, but welcome to Toledo, and thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Greg Pattison, again, ground superintendent here at Highland Meadows Marathon Classic, getting underway on Thursday. Activity all week. My name's Mike Miller, coming to you from the Media Center here at Highland Meadows. This presentation all week long is brought to you by the Monroe Golf and Country Club. Great golf, delicious dining, Donald Ross design, great prices. Go visit www.monroe.golf.
It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. All of our guests join us in the Vito's Pizza phone line. Again, the Monroe Golf and Country Club bringing you this event. And I'd like to thank our good friends over at Sakura Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge. Vince Lee, all the scoring updates will be brought to you by Sakura throughout the week. You know, you look at some of the stats this year, and these are do not include the U.S. Women's Open, but the scoring leaders coming into this week, and this has probably changed, I'm guessing, to some degree, but, you know, through July the 9th anyways, Lexi Thompson, 68.8, NB Park, 68.9, So Young Ru, 69, Stacey Lewis. You know, it's kind of surprising she hasn't won more, and Stacey Lewis, 69.2. Boy, I got to tell you, that's a pretty good score. Jessica Cord is having a good year, 69.5. Driving distance, Lexi Thompson, third at 276 yards. Joanna Clatton, the longest driver on the LPGA Tour right now, 278 yards. Suzanne Pedersen at 270 yards. So they're hitting it a long way. But Lexi Thompson, second in greens and regulation, about 78% of the time. Other leaders in that department as well. The leaders, So Young Ru, at about 79%. The best putters this year, NB Park, Amy Yang, Lydia Ko, Jessica Korda. That might be somebody to watch this weekend as well. Sansei percentage, Lexi Thomas has been absolutely unbelievable. Solheim Cup standings among the leaders are Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, Jarena Pillar, Christy Kerr, Jessica Korda, Danielle Lang, who won this year, the rookie, Brittany Lang, Michelle Wee. Still have not really heard what's going on with Michelle Wee, but I do remember watching the tournament this past weekend, a portion of it anyways, the U.S. Women's Open, and she was in a lot of pain. So if you don't see her this weekend, it is a right shoulder injury. I can tell you that much as well. Jim will be out here on the weekend giving you updates, by the way. Bob will be here on Thursday and Friday. Mike Jameson with his show on Saturday. Mick Rodriguez will be here on Sunday. So we got wall-to-wall coverage right here from the Marathon Classic as well. Jim, what do we got on the lineup tonight?
Well, since we are now back from the All-Star break, Bill Clark kind of took a hiatus from the extra inning show, but that returns to the airwaves tonight, giving you all your baseball coverage tonight at 10. And one addendum on that, since ESPN Radio, after the All-Star break, they give us a weekday, a Wednesday night game, in addition to, you know, Saturday game and Sunday night games. So for the remainder of the season, from now until we get about high school football started, Bill Clark and extra innings will be a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday affair, and it returns the airwaves tonight at 10.
You know, it's listen, you're like everybody else that's in this business. Have our eyes. I'm going to age myself. We used to say have our eyes on the wire. Things are a lot quicker right now.
I've heard
now.
That term before. I'm not that young. I'm 36 today.
You know, congrats. Well, happy birthday, Jim. Way to go, kid.
Thank you.
Nice job. But you know what? It's the time of year where, you know, there's rumored blockbusters here. There's rumored days of complete silence when it comes to the Tigers. Indians, of course, cranking things up. Great time of the year. Marathon Classic. How about this? The Open Championship gets underway at Royal Birkdale on Thursday. So after that All-Star hiatus that you just, you know, mentioned, boy, right back into the swing of things on a lot of different fronts. Trade deadline coming up on the 31st. Third major starts on Thursday. Marathon Classic. A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We're just, for everybody, we're just a week or two away from NFL camps opening as well. Here's a believe it or not for you, Mike. 2 weeks from this Thursday, August the 3rd, is already the Hall of Fame game. Falcons and Cowboys from Canton. We're going to have that, by the way. Curtis Burrow, good buddies at Westwood One. So on top of everything, you got the NFL restarting here very shortly.
Well, we're Toledo sports leader. You just said something here, and I love the business of radio, and was talking about our business with a couple of folks here today. This relationship with Westwood One's been pretty darn good. Hats off to you and some tremendous scheduling, getting a lot of interesting things on the air. That's why you want to listen to sports in this town. You're listening to 106.5.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, now you're making me think of it, so we'll have all sorts of NFL coverage through the playoffs of the Super Bowl from our friends at Westwood One. ESPN Radio has a bunch of college games, and they also, of course, have the playoff around New Year's, so we'll have some national college through them. You got Buckeyes coming back soon. You'll have Bowling Green as well, and I do, by the way, plan on playing their those weekday Maction games instead of over on Talk Radio 100.7, their usual home. I will intend to play those here on 106.5 when they have those Maction weekday games. Our sister station, 93 Nash Icons, once again going to be your home for Michigan football, and then of course the Detroit Lions, and we'll have all the preseason games and all the as well as all the regular season games as well. So that's coming up real soon. On top of all of that, and I'm doing my best. I'm trying to work out some things so we can give you as many of the ESPN Radio Major League Baseball playoffs come up in October. I'm trying to find a way to work with some guys around here to see if we can wire some things into to 100.7 so we have multiple venues for the baseball playoffs on top of all of that. So it may seem slow now for everybody, but boy, is that going to change real soon.
No, it is. And you know what? The Indians get in. Boy, that gives some competition to the other folks on the other side of town here. So some interesting dynamics there as well. Jim, great job juggling all that stuff as always. And a great, great time of the year. Thanks a lot. Again, everybody, I'll be back here tomorrow. I got a list of people I wanted to get on. Hey, I'm one for one. We walked in here today. Hats off to Jim Heller, who we had on. Hooked up. Everything worked perfectly. Our broadcast location is set here at the Marathon Classic at the Media Center for the rest of the week. Had two guys penciled in today. We got them both. We figure they're going to get a little bit busier as the week moves on. But Jim Heller of the Media Center joined us. He's the media chairman. And, of course, Greg Pattison joined us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Ground super. Intended, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not going to complain because I remember doing this show, and I know Jim does too, out by the putting green under a green tent when it's some days it'd be about 95 degrees. You'd be in that tent. It'd feel like it was 120. But I am going to tell you right now, it is absolutely frigid in this media center right now. I'm bringing a jacket tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Good job, Jim. Thanks again to Jim Heller. Greg Pattison, we do it again tomorrow right here on the Ticket Drive Time, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeDodge.com. Good night, everybody, from Highland Meadows.